Can you hear me? Good. Tonight's screening is going to be spectacular in every sense of the word, due to the fact that it's also going to be very long, and both filmmakers are going to be intervening at various points in the course of the screening, there almost certainly won't be time for a question and answer session at the end of the screening, and maybe unless, of course, there's an urgency to ask questions. Doubtless you'll do that anyway, and you should perhaps consider the possibility of adjourning to a bar or something to ask for further questions, for further dialogue. The first screening is Bits and Pieces by Nico de Klerk, who hails from Amsterdam. And whereas I'm a novice to the Orphans Film Symposium, Nico is a veteran, an old hand, who's been here at each and every one of the five symposiums. He's a researcher at the Netherlands Film Museum, where he conducts the Amsterdam workshop created to promote the use of the museum's film material for research. And he's also edited a whole series of books. Well, I would like you to join with me in welcoming Nico de Klerk.
Thank you. Before I introduce the film, I just want again to draw attention to the sidebar. That's not the bar that Steve was talking about. That's the table just when you leave the theater on your left. There's two computers for which we, and we is me and my colleague Claudie Opdenkamp. Claudie, where are you? Okay, that's Claudie. We've sampled a number of what we think are American productions, non-fiction productions, until 1930, only silent material and only digitized material, for two reasons. One is for you to inspect whether there is maybe material that is not available in America. And the other reason is that much of this material, even for us, was often difficult to identify, even to the point of not knowing whether it actually was American. So we just invite you to look at it, and if there's anything that you can tell us about it, if you can really say that it is American or not, or you recognize faces or places or whatever, just let us know. You can email me or Claudie or anyone else at the museum and with your suggestions and answers. Part of that, there's two DVDs. One is with more or less, as far as we know, complete films. It's mostly short material. And the other one is Bits and Pieces, but only the American stuff, or presumably American stuff. Okay, then, Bits and Pieces. I know that some of you have, in festivals and other occasions, have seen this material or know at least what it is. For those who haven't seen it or don't know, just briefly, at the end of the 80s, the museum made a huge inventory of its material, particularly its nitrate, and even more particularly its silent material. And that was a time when we started what we called internally our preservation factory. A lot of interesting films were discovered. You may remember Lucky Star, for instance. But when people opened the cans, they also found sometimes just little fragments of films. How they got there, how they got to be fragments, nobody knows. And as is often the case, as with orphan films, if you don't know who the parents are, if you don't know who made it or who is in it, they are usually, or were usually, discarded. We were thinking this material is often too beautiful or too intriguing or too weird or whatever to throw away. So we decided to make reels of what they actually are, bits and pieces. They are thrown together haphazardly, as it were. And they were shown at various festivals. They were shown in our museum, in our own screenings, even though I must say not enough. But lately also there's a change in the way this material has been used. Claudie, for instance, has recently, a couple of months ago, made a sample from a selection of this material, has made a kind of, how many monitors were there? 12 monitors, a kind of random selection, or they were randomly screened on a Dutch phenomenon, which is called museum night. It's the only night when museums are open until 2 o'clock or something, to also attract new audiences. So she made an installation with 12 monitors on which a couple of hundred of these bits and pieces were screened. And another new or recent development is the fact that a lot of researchers are coming to our institute, to our museum, to see if they can use it for their work. So it's become kind of a stock library of images that you're not looking for, actually. And that, of course, links up with Gustav Deutsch's work and Hanna Schimek's works, his partner and researcher, because particularly for Film East episodes 7 through 12, they've used a lot of this bits and pieces material to compose their work, and also for their latest film, Weltspiegel Kino, World Mirror Cinema, they also used some of our material. For the rest, this is probably one of the few moments in this whole event, this time at least, that you will see some fiction. It was actually Gustav's choice to select bits and pieces number 1 through 11, the first ever reel that we made. I think we are now at number 500 or something, is that correct? Yeah. So what it does, it just throws together a number of films, fiction, non-fiction, color and black and white. There's no story, there's no intention behind it, just as long as the reels are 15 to 20 minutes. I haven't provided any translations for the intertitles. This is just meant to be looked at. Have fun. Thank you.